time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
Okay, it's time for Sound Off. We wrap up the week with Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's the number. You should have it committed to memory. And you hit us up when you got something to say, like this big issue with Carson Wentz. I'm sure we got a lot of sound-off calls. Let's see what we have today.
Doug Peterson needs to look and see what Anthony Lynn did last night, going for to win the game, as opposed to playing for overtime. When you're on the road and your defense is gas because they've been out there for 40 minutes. I didn't understand it, Mike. You know, you can't get this guy not to go for two when you don't need him to go for two. But then when you wanted him to go for two, he decides to go for overtime.
You know, it's funny. Somebody, would it have been out of line to ask him about that today? His presser. Like, one of the questions. What do you think of what Anthony Lynn did last night? Or is that rubbing it in?
It's rubbing it in because they did ask about it on Sunday and Monday. Uh-huh. So bringing it back again on Friday would have been rubbing it in, I think.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right.
If you're riding down a back road in the middle of the night, you ever see when a deer comes out and it just, like, freezes and don't know what to do and it just, like, stops dead in its tracks? That's going to be Nikki Foles Sunday night. It's going to look just like that.
Nah. How's everyone doing?
I don't think he'll be a deer in the headlights. He's played under the hot lights before. I mean, why would he wilt in this game?
I would like Carson Wentz to be our starting franchise quarterback for the foreseeable future. But if he's this injury prone, the Eagles need a suitable backup for not if, but when he goes down. I wish the Eagles had a Super Bowl MVP on the roster.
Oh, wait! We do! Merry Christmas!
And your point was what exactly? Do you want to re-sign Nick Foles for next year? You can't do that. You can't spend that kind of money on a backup.
I would love to hear your justification as to how Carson Wentz is better than Nick Foles. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz will never, ever win a Super Bowl. You got it? Never. Okay? Here, right now? You heard it here first. Got it? Never. Ever will Carson Wentz ever win a Super Bowl.
I heard it here first. From what? Somebody stupid?
We all love JoJo. But what he must understand, when you make comments and you say things like the Sixers aren't using me right and I'm not happy, and then you lose a player like Jimmy Butler, and then you have the stage, and you go out there, and you lose a game where you want to be the man, and you want to be used in a way where you're showcased, this one comes back to bite you.
Yeah, he didn't do bad in his last game. The numbers were pretty good, weren't they?
He was 30, he had 33 yeah, he points great, and 17 he, rebounds well, and 6 assists.
He had a great first half, but then they went away from him in the second half. But I don't understand. There's some games that, like, the flow is really strange with the Sixers.
Carson Wentz, since he's returned, has played, like, I wouldn't say trash, I'm going to use a more educated word, rubbish. You're missing easy passes, overthrowing simple passes. That's rubbish play from our quarterback. And you know what? I'm going to say it. Nick Foles wouldn't have missed half those passes. Yeah, that's right. Nicky Six.
Yeah, that's another stupid call. But that's all right. You know, it's America's freedom of choice. You can call and say anything you want, but you should look at numbers and look at his quarterback rating, which is over 100, and he's averaging 300 yards a game. So, you know, you're right. He stinks.
Sidney Jones is Markelle Fultz of the Eagles. He does not want to play. He can stub his toe out there and be out for 7 series. Constantly injured. Oh, and he's sitting on the sidelines with no medical attention. It's constant with him. He is fake injured every single game. Dude needs to step up. You're playing football. It's a man's game, Sidney. You ain't got a man's name. You're playing a man's game. Jack beat up!
No, I think you're wrong. That second round pick was a very innovative selection because it's really the first round value.
You sound like a national guy the way you give off this dismissive energy towards Foles. Second year, 27-2 playoff berth. Third year,
9-3, gets injured, goes down. The next time we see this man in Eagles green, guess what he's doing? Hoisting the Lombardi. You, along with all the Foles haters, had to put some more respect on this man's name.
Oh, I'm sorry. The call's over. There you go.
Mike, check out the Phillies. All-star hunting. We got an all-star shortstop. We got McCutcheon. He was expensive with him in for 25 and 100. All we need is Harper. We might have ourselves a summer.
Yeah, McCutcheon's not getting 100. Bad news for you. Yeah, he might be a 20-80 guy at best.
You know, I just have this weird feeling that the Phillies aren't going to get any of these guys. They're just going to sit back and wait for Mike Trout. That's not acceptable for our Philly fans. Come on, Clinton. Let's go. It's a deal. Let's go.
I agree with you, man. Listen, it would be a disaster if they didn't get one of these two guys.
Oh, Mike, I'm so excited. My wife got me a Flyers Santa sack for Christmas this year. How great is that? Every single thing that was in there, I threw out. They can keep their tickets. They can keep their stupid gritty ornament. They can keep whatever they want. I'd rather take the two lacrosse tickets than the rest of that. They're bums. Fire the coach.
it's a good item. The Santa sack is a great item. The team is not right. There's no zing to this team.
I want to go to that lacrosse game now that he brought it up. Yeah, I think it would probably be fun. I've never been to a lacrosse game
before you go to a Flyers game?
Come on. Yes, I'm going to go to a lacrosse game before I go to a Flyers game this year.
That's a violation.
Look at the Flyers this year.
It's a violation. Come on. We need you in the house.
Just want to let you know, Corky had 18 points started so far. He contributed more this year to the Sixers than that number one trash dumpster bust, Markelle Fultz. That's a fact, Mike.
Hey, yeah, you're right, Cork. I'm missing the boat. Cork Buzz can really play. I'm sorry.
You all right?
And every roadrunner.
Yeah, I miss the guy. You know, these things I have to comment on, I don't even feel like commenting on anymore. whatever. You think Cork Buzz can play good, knock yourself out.
In every roadrunner episode, Wile E. Coyote is highly unsuccessful at catching and eating the roadrunner. Kind of reminds me of the career of Andy Reid.
What's that mean? That's Dave. Sometimes
I think he's saying like the Super Bowl is like he's the coyote in the Super Bowl.
He'll never get
the Super Bowl.
I don't know if they win the Super Bowl. They might. They're good enough. Give them to win the Super Bowl. Am I hoping he wins it? No, I couldn't care less about Andy Reid. All right, shut it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
that brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.